right, Pettycast time. Text them in. 713-572-4610. What's got you feeling petty these days? I was like starting with a good bit of New York pettiness. Boy, I don't even have Nick Turturro in this one, Seth. We played him yesterday.
Are we setting our sights on the Yankees, the Giants, or the Jets? I'm guessing the Yankees.
It's Yankees. It's baseball season, so let's do the Yankees.
I wouldn't set my sights on the Mets. I just generally feel like even when they have success.
Even when they're good, I'm like, oh.
Okay. I know how it's going to end. Yeah,
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. All right, this was Jeff Passan, who had this to say on a podcast. This was his message to Yankee fans.
It's also why when I hear Yankees fans complain, I'm like, shut the f*** up. Would you rather have a team that is competitive every year and might not win a championship, or a team that stinks? Would you rather be a Yankees fan or a Pirates fan?
All right. So that
that's you know what, Passan. All right, can I be petty towards Passan?
Yeah, anything, yeah.
That's not a fair comparison. It's like, would you rather be this team or the worst team in the league? Yep. Like, all right, obvious. Are there no degrees to this, Passan? I think you know why Yankees fans get upset? Yeah. Because they do, at the very least, as limited and dull and idiotic as they might be, they understand that their team perennially spends more money than anybody else, or at least than the vast majority of teams in the league.
Yeah.
And they've seen so much regular season success not be parlayed into postseason success.
Yeah.
That, you know what, Passan? It's not as, you can't make life as simple as, oh, you should be happy. You should be happy. You should be happy that you're bankrupt because you don't have stage 4 brain cancer. Yeah. Like, oh, no, wait. I'm allowed to want more.
I like that. I find it very hard to take sides in this thing because I'm not a huge Passan guy, but I'm not a big Yankee fan either.
I'm being petty towards Passan too, because Passan is not a swear word guy.
Yeah.
I think he consciously decided to swear there.
You think?
The same way Mike McDaniel, when he swears, you're like, all right, you're going for something here. Yep. I get it.
All right, so Greg Giannotti, who is the co-host of Boomer Esiason on our sister station on WFAN, they do mornings up there, responded to Passan on behalf of Yankee fans.
Complaining, and they need to shut the F up about complaining about their team because they're always in the playoffs. Now, this is a typical guy from Kansas City. He's from Kansas City. I understand he covers baseball. He might have lived in the Northeast at some point. There is a standard, and the Yankee fan is allowed to complain if they haven't won a World Series since 2009, since they are the Yankees. And they hadn't been to one, obviously, until last year. And then it was a terrible ending for them. They're allowed to be pissed off.
Okay, I side with Gio on this one, Seth, because Passan is doing the thing. Passan complaining about Yankee fans wanting World Series or bust is like me going outside and then turning to somebody and complaining about the humidity here in Houston. You know, like, this is who they are. Like, what are you trying to do here?
It's who they are, but also I like that he went personal attack on that and said, oh, it's because he's a guy from Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's
so much disgust.
And maybe he did later on. He should have gone with the angle, too, of like, okay, if you're assuming that Passan's a Chiefs fan, then it's awful easy to sit up and say, like, oh, you guys should be happy with what you have. Well, meanwhile, my football team is also winning a Super
rings.
Bowl every other year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could be petty towards everybody in this.
Yeah.
I'll get petty towards Yankees fans for idiotically every single year forgetting that the regular season matters nothing for them. That's a team that they feast on bad pitching.
Yeah.
They're the same as a football team that racks up really good stats in the regular season, but like falters in the playoffs because they're not complete.
That's right.
They have a bunch of really high priced superstars who cannot perform in the playoffs. And chief amongst them is the absolute best player in baseball right now.
Yep.
In Aaron Judge. You know what Aaron Judge is going to do in the playoffs this year?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
That's right.
If they make the playoffs.
Be ready. Yeah. Be ready.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if they don't make the playoffs?
Oh
my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh God.
It would be so awesome.
I wet my pants.
Oh.
I got a little. We might have to do a full week of just us listening to New York sports radio.
Oh.
The day the Yankees get eliminated from
playoff contention.
Yeah,
that would be delightful. Yeah. Good idea. All
third highest payroll in baseball.
Third highest. Yeah. All right. So this is this next one. Alex Cooper is the host of the Call Her Daddy podcast, founder of Unwell. She's one of the biggest podcast stars out there. She's got a huge following. She's
one of these extremely famous internet people that I barely am aware of.
That I had to Google. That I better start to get to know these people.
I'm petty in general about the whole internet culture right now. Where you know what? I get so tired of somebody basically... There's an interview where Bill Murray was being interviewed by Joe Rogan and said that he didn't know... Like, I didn't know what you looked like. You know, people have told me about you. And I don't know if he was joking or not. But the number of people, they were like, oh, he doesn't know who Joe Rogan is. Yeah. How on earth do you not know? Yeah, that's the way the world is today, you idiots.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, there's a lot of... Joe Rogan is the most successful podcaster out there. There's a huge portion of America that barely knows who he is. Yeah. That's just the way the world is today.
It's how it is. And Bill Murray's 90 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. Yeah. Bill Murray still has a landline. Like, you can only get... You can only contact him by calling an answering machine somewhere. Yep.
So Alex Cooper, very famous in that world. She was invited to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Cubs game over the last few days here. So she's up in the booth with what looks to be two of her friends kind of playing the entourage behind her here.
That was the cringiest part about it is that so when we lay this out, she's saying, hey, you're about to see something. And it turns out like her two buddies just lazily dancing a kind around of choreographed
dance. Picked her up at the end. And So take a listen to this. This is her rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And see if you can hear the boos in the background. She got booed furiously by Cub fans
Cubbies were winning handily at that point. It wasn't an angry crowd.
And it sounds like she's maybe trying to impersonate Harry Carey's version of it as well. And I think Cubs fans got upset. Here it is.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready? You've never seen something like this before. A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Mommy's a peanut and Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back. So let's root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame.
You can hear it. You kind of hear it. They crushed her. They booed her.
I heard some cheers. Are there some Coopies in the crowd?
Maybe.
I assume that her followers are called Coopies.
She's attractive. I will say she's attractive.
Well, you know what? No. But she is. She's attractive. But in watching it, I hated her. I despised
it.
I was like, this is... You're trying so hard to do something here that's just... It's very, very cringy. Listening to it, it might have did something
like
for me.
It,
I don't know. Yeah. She rounded it out there in the second half.
At the end where she said, shame, like the way she said shame and game, I'm like, all right, she's kind of putting a little effort into it here. But the Harry Carey part was viewed as very disrespectful by Cub fans out there.
The problem with this is, and you're going to see more of this because her followers will have been heaping her with praise over the hilariously comedic performance that she gave.
Yep.
So she's gotten nothing but positive support from her followers in the last 48 hours.
Headline on the U.S. Sun, Cooper left stunned by brutal crowd reaction to seventh inning stretch. Those are all the people that reacting that don't watch your podcast. They have no idea who the hell you are. You're just somebody who came in and peed all over the seventh inning stretch and made fun of Harry Carey in the process.
Was she really surprised that people booed her?
I'm just reading the headline here. She left stunned, according to this article.
Which publication said
the
that?
U.S. Sun, the Sun, the U.S. edition.
Incredible.
Left stunned. It is.
Right. Her friends are the ones I really hate. I really hated her friends.
Sucked.
Like, what are you? This is. I know you're intentionally making a mockery of this, but you're failing at making a mockery of it. I've noticed this, Sean. I first noticed this with Cersei in Game of Thrones. That when I don't like a character enough, they'll an objectively pretty woman will start to look ugly to me.
Yeah. Because
by the end of Game of Thrones, like, I could not, like, Cersei disgusted me. I found there was nothing attractive about her.
Yep.
And I'm not just talking about the short haircut for that one season or two. Right. It was, she was just gross.
Yeah.
And that's how I was with Alex Cooper in that moment.
Yep.
I was like, you are, if I didn't know any better, yes, you're a very pretty woman, but right now I find you physically repulsive.
Does this help? Text her. She makes over $45 million a year.
God, she's hot.
Yeah. Oh, smoking hot, man. Yeah.
No, and that's, again, I don't know if the texter is making a point or not. Yeah, I get it. She's super successful.
Yeah.
But I don't know her. Like, the same way, that's the way the world works now. There are some incredibly super successful people that I just don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't worry about it.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Your little internet world is not the same as everybody else's little internet
world. Correct. Yep. Absolutely.
I had somebody the other day I saw, like, after a... one of the Kelce Brothers podcast clips was out there, and I saw somebody in the replies say, "You guys got to give it up, and you just don't have a natural talent for this. You really got to stick to football." And the guy was actually trying to come across like he was giving real advice.
Yeah,
they've got like a top five podcast.
They got paid.
It's valued at over $100 million.
They got paid $100 million.
Yeah.
This is not. Yeah, this is.
Stop imposing your preferences on 300 million people,
or feeling like that these podcasts need to be the perfection of broadcast school, you know, like that they're textbook type broadcast. They're not. They're just conversations.
Yeah.
All right, let's get petty one more time about this. Oral Hershiser.
I'm petty towards society today.
It's good petty cast. We got good. You called this yesterday. You said it's going to be a good petty cast. Here was Oral Hershiser on Friday, basically accusing the Astros of cheating again.
Hit hard to deep center field. Páez on the run. He'll turn and watch this one. Wedge itself in the bottom of the wall. And Cam Smith flying into second, anchoring there with another extra base hit for the Astros. Double homer double to open third against Kasperius. I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways, they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what it's coming.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to open up an old wound.
Yeah. Nerd.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Yeah. Open up an old wound. I just felt like getting
proof,
petty.
Guys, Oral Hershiser is proof positive, kids. If you're worried that you're too nerdy to be a sports star someday, don't worry. Oral Hershiser is one of the nerdiest people who ever lived.
Ever. There was another Dodger fan.
Wears a starched white dress shirt to bed, I'm
thinking. There was a tie. There was a bow tie. There was another Dodger fan. I saw this video, and Seth, I'm kind of going into the same world we were in with Alex Cooper a moment ago. I don't know if this is somebody I'm supposed to know who they are. It's a Dodger fan who sounds like he sells gear, and he does it over the internet. I have no idea if this is a famous person. He's clearly a diehard Dodger fan who was very put out that on the day that he was dropping some new Dodger, like Independence Day gear, that the Astros made the Dodgers their daddies again.
What a f***ing show that was. All I wanted to do was enjoy my 4th of July, watch some fireworks at White Beach, and f***ing Altuve from the f***ing Fantasy Island handed it to us. Anyway, I wanted to show off my new jersey drop and everything. And then I got these motherfuckers around behind me. Anyway, let's try again tomorrow night, y'all.
Yep, didn't work.
Fireworks, let's go.
Didn't work tomorrow night, didn't work the next day after that. You lost all three games. The Fantasy Island crack was kind of funny.
It was and he spliced in a little picture of tattoo.
Yes.
So the first time I listened to that, I was like, so it's a white guy.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
And I thought he said wifey. I thought he said, I just want to watch some fireworks with white people.
And there aren't any here.
I thought it was going to take a much different turn.
I was like,
whoa, where the hell is this going?
They lose 18-1 and there's no white people here.
I mean, that's like, in my mind, I'm like, wait, he went to a Dodgers game hoping to be surrounded by white people.
Oh,
that's like going to anything in Houston hoping to be, like, that it's going to turn into a Klan rally or something. Like, no, it's an incredibly diverse place.
Yeah. You know, like, you've come to the wrong place.
I just wanted to watch some fireworks with white people. I was like, isn't that what the forefathers wanted?
Is there any crime in that? What's the crime in wanting to watch fireworks with white
all
people?
All I want to do is go to a baseball game and watch some fireworks surrounded by white people. Sir, this is not Boston, okay? This is not Indianapolis or Kansas City. No. All right? You know, there will be diversity in this crowd.
Oh, my God. That was great. That was great. By the way, wifey.
His wife was super white, though.
White. Yeah, she was in there.
Very L.A. looking.
L.A. You know.
You know that where white women in L.A. try real hard to all look exactly like all the other white women in
yes.
L.A. She had it going on. Yeah.
You know, the use of the word wifey to describe your wife is on my list of things that annoy me.
Things you don't like?
I hate wifey.
Dude, okay.
All
right, this is the thing I stumbled into yesterday. I've been trying to post more on TikTok, and it's been devastating to my time management because that app is so freaking addictive.
Yeah.
So
really?
One of the newest trends on TikTok, Sean, is... I'm going to get petty on behalf of, I guess, these young women.
Yeah.
These guys just like being at a drive-through order. It's a guy and his girlfriend sitting next to him. And what they're doing is it's his girlfriend, not his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, I'd like a quarter pounder of cheese and my wife's going to have a large fries and a Coke. And the girls like in all these clips are like their eyes light up. And then they get all emotional. They give their boyfriend a big hug, like, and they're like, what did you just say? And he's like, what? She's like, you called me your wife. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I love you. And I'm like, dude, you gotta, if you're not like actually planning on locking that down, that is a messed up.
Yeah.
The only acceptable way to do that, if you're not planning on marrying her, is if you're planning on breaking up with her and you hate her.
And you hate her.
Like you really want to get back at her. So you're giving her one.
Or
diabolically cruel.
Or it's a relationship where it is strictly just about the physical part of the relationship. Like it's just a bleep buddy kind of thing, and you just decided to go get a burger afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know, but a lot of women that are in those types of relationships,
if
a guy all of a sudden calls you wifey,
it's risky.
Flips a switch.
Yeah, it's risky.
It's an interesting. I feel bad for the young women. I'm guessing 78% of whom in these videos aren't gonna end up marrying the guy.
Yeah,
like you can see, it's almost like it's like biological or physiological. It just something clicks in them immediately.
Yeah.
They hear that like being referred to as somebody's wife.
Yeah,
and it's just. Their eyes just like get wide and they get super emotional and everything.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
I'm going to try it with my wife today. I'm going to call her my... I don't know. It'd have to be the opposite. It's not going to go as well when you do it the opposite direction. The similar trend. Yeah. The guy's saying, my current wife. I'm here with my current wife. And then whatever I described about the female reaction with the wifey thing.
Opposite.
Exact opposite.
Opposite.
Yeah.
You kept the mustache.
That's right. Despite my wife's protestations.
Yeah, that's what made me think of this just now. When you brought up Randy, I'm like,
She's trying to clamp me down.
Trying to control you, yeah.
Yeah. She's trying to, I'm a peacock. I need to fly.
That's it.
And she's trying to clip my wings.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Am I being a stooge for the NFL that I don't think this is that expensive? I will tell you what it is coming up next.